7:39 at DWS. We understand we got a quick poll question out there from
a
listener.
We did. Chris sent me an email that said, I did a quick poll in my household. Do you like Katie Couric? Yes. Zero. No. Four. All right, Chris, I stand corrected.
Right
not everybody
on.
Likes Katie Couric.
Right on.
I thought everyone loved Dan Rather. That's not true either.
No.
I worship Dan Rather.
A lot of people.
How?
Dan Rather. Dave Gentry, Elizabeth Hess on DWS. Betsy Durgan Londrigan is with us this morning. Betsy, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. And I guess you're running in the 13th. Is that right?
I am.
Betsy,
excited.
You've gotten some incredible endorsements so far. Of course, Emily's List has backed you and Senator Durbin. Tell us about your history with Senator Durbin.
Senator Durbin has the unique perspective of knowing me for a long time. And so when I got into this race, I think he was watching closely because I've been on the sidelines helping other Democrats, including himself, get into office. I have been very active in helping people that I believe in get elected. And I think he was watching closely and realized through the work that I've been putting in and the money that I've been raising and the way that I've been getting around the district and listening to people, that clearly I was the one candidate who can flip this district from red to blue.
And
his endorsement means so much.
Betsy, you've said that in Congress you will vote to ensure that everyone has access to affordable health care, college or career training that won't leave them with huge debt, and a good job with income they can live on. Do you firmly believe that Congressman Davis has failed on all of those fronts?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, let's look right at the health care vote. That was my personal tipping point for getting in. He worked really hard to pass that Trump care bill. And I know that the hospitals and administrators were asking him to please not vote for that. It would have been devastating for our district. Not only would people have lost health insurance, our rural hospitals would have closed. We would have suffered job loss, and he was pushing for it anyway. And I took that personally because I know what happens in families when they're faced with a medical emergency or an illness, and it is overwhelming. And I do not want anyone to lose someone they love because they can't get to a doctor or afford their medicine. I believe that healthcare is a right, not a privilege, and I will fight tirelessly for it.
And I love the fact that you say you want to fix what needs to be fixed with the insurance plan, but not necessarily throw it out. So you see good things in the affordable care. You just want to tweak it in order to help as many people as possible. Is that what I'm reading?
I feel we need to stop the bleeding of the ACA. I just want to stabilize. I don't want people losing the essential health benefits. I want to stabilize it and move forward. I think that we can achieve universal health care, and I want to be the person who fights for it for the 13th district in the nation, because I think every family needs the safety of knowing that they can get to a doctor and they can afford their medicine, and that I don't want people standing to lose everything they've worked for their whole lives because of one medical emergency.
Betsy, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background?
Okay, thank you. My roots are very deep right here in the 13th district, born and raised in Springfield. I've raised my own family here. I'm a University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign grad. I taught 7th and 8th grade. I have been self-employed for the last 19 years. And I have also, I've founded a group, co-founded a group called Women Rising, which is devoted to recruiting, supporting, and electing progressive women to local office.
Now, one thing that our listeners, I should say, are very fascinated by and that I hear more in email than any other issue is the Second Amendment. And you have said, quote, "We have to protect the Second Amendment as vehemently as we protect other amendments." I'm not sure what that looks like yet. We're not going after the legal gun owner who is following all the rules. So that is a stance that will seem to draw moderates in both parties. Is that true?
Well, I stand with everybody who wants to address gun violence in our communities. what I want to make, I come from a family of responsible gun owners, and they are just as upset and scared about what we are reading as everybody else. I want to make sure that we include legal gun owners and non-gun owners in the discussions as we move forward. And I believe that we can enforce universal background checks, you know, including private sales. And I'd like to see us address gun violence as a public health issue. I think that there's a lot of things that we can do together to address gun violence in our communities.
One of the things that Congressman David gets criticized for is that he doesn't do town hall meetings, and he only does 10-minute intervals with 8 people in his office. What kind of things would you do as a congressman in order to stay in touch with your district?
The same things that I've been doing as a candidate. I've put over 20,000 miles in my car since July 5th, getting around the district and listening to people. And that's the type of representative I want to be. I'm accessible. I'm open. I listen to their concerns. And I can tell you that right now, their concerns are health care, jobs, and education. And they're scared about what's coming down the pike. And they're upset that Congressman Davis doesn't listen to them and clearly doesn't represent them.
You have degrees, as you mentioned, from the University of Illinois in both rhetoric and political science. How do you suppose that has helped you in order to understand the political process and the political machine, as it will, in Washington?
I think the correlation is that what I have been doing, listening to people and addressing their concerns, on an individual or a town hall or just community basis, that's what I will take to Washington. People want someone who is passionate about the district, passionate about their concerns, and there is nobody who will represent the 13th district with more passion for their health care, job creation, and helping their kids get an education than me.
Would you be open to, if Congressman Davis would debate, would you be open to that kind of forum?
Oh, absolutely. I want to be the one to stand before him and hold him accountable for his vote on health care. I will be carrying the 13th district and all the families of the 13th district with me at that debate. And he has to answer for why he pushed so hard to rip health care away from the 13th district and people across the nation. He has to be held accountable for the tax bill. I don't understand a congressman who has as many community colleges and universities in his district as Congressman Davis does, and then votes for a tax bill that would have done away with tuition waivers, that would have disallowed students from writing student loan interest off. You know, these things are things that he has to be held accountable for, and I'm the person to do it.
Betsy, can you tell us about the makeup and the demographics of the 13th district and why you're confident that it could be flipped to become a Democratic district?
Sure. So there are the district stretches on the north end from Bloomington to the east end over to Champaign-Urbana to the, all the way west through Calhoun County and down to Edwardsville. And there are, 5 main urban areas that, so we know exactly where we can maximize Democratic votes. We know where there are pockets of people who have gone back and forth, who are very upset with the direction that Trump has gone. Davis has voted 97% of the time, or I think 96.6% of the time, in line with Trump. And these people are concerned that they're going to lose their health care, that there's not going to be a job there, that they can't help their children get an education. Those voters want someone who understands them, understands their concerns, and will actually take those concerns to Washington.
Do you think that this is the year of women and the woman's voice being heard more than ever when we come up to November and the midterm elections? Have you heard that a lot?
I have heard that a lot, and I think that among the candidates in the 13th district, I'm the one who brings the unique perspective on healthcare and women's issues. You know, as a woman, I understand that women's reproductive rights are part of our economic and social justice. We have to have a voice at the table. And nobody's pulling up a chair for us. We have to be the ones to, you know, to pull the chair up ourselves and demand that our voices be heard. And I want to be the voice for the 13th district. I want to be the woman who is bringing a unique perspective to the table.
All right, Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. You have a great day.
You too, okay. Betsy. Thanks and good luck.
Bye.
We got more coming up on News Talk 1400 DWS.